Update of the avalanche forecast for Monday, the 30th of March 2026. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow represent the main danger. All day it applies above 2,200-meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,200-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200-meter, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. In some places, avalanches can be released in the old snowpack and reach large size in isolated cases, especially on west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, and on south facing slopes at elevated altitudes. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible in isolated cases. The fresh and older wind slabs can be released by a single winter sport participant in some cases above approximately 2,200 meters. Such avalanche-prone locations are sometimes covered with new snow and are therefore difficult to recognize. Caution is to be exercised in particular at the base of rock walls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain, as well as adjacent to ridgelines and in gullies and bowls. Mostly avalanches are medium-sized. And now the snowpack. The sometimes storm-force wind has transported the fresh and old snow significantly. In some cases, the various wind slabs have bonded still only poorly together. The old snowpack will be weakly bonded in some places, especially on west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, and on south facing slopes at elevated altitudes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.4, cold following warm, warm following cold. The tendency for Tuesday, the 31st of March 2026 indicates an increasing avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.